So good morning to all, and the topic that I am taking for my presentation is SWAT model calibration, validation, and parameter sensitivity analysis using SWATCup. The SWATCup is a semi-automated calibration tool and which has five different algorithms, and out of those five different algorithms, sequential uncertainty fitting 2 is the one which is more prominently used throughout and is suggested to be used. So my question that led me to this research is why I am using a hydrologic model and what will be the outcomes of using a hydrologic model. So basically, I'm calibrating and validating my model using stream flow data from the USGS gauging station. The reason of having a simulated stream flow data is because the quantification of the stream flow will help us to know the flooding and the drought conditions in the future. Moreover, the dependability of the local resources on those water resources can be quantified if we know the quantity of the water. And since the past, we have the gauging stations, but they have their own anomalies. Most of them are too much time consuming and they require money for the maintenance. Hydrologic model come into being, but they have their own pros and cons. So we need to have a high calibrating method to simulate the results using hydrologic model, and SWATCup is one of them. So, as I told, the objective that I am focusing on is on parameter sensitivity, calibration and validation. The parameter sensitivity is undertaken by Litton Hypercube sampling within the SWATCup using sequential uncertainty fitting 2 algorithm. So my watershed is Skunk Creek watershed. It's in the eastern part of the South Dakota, a part of the Middle Big Sioux River watershed. To develop the model, I do require certain input resources, the digital elevation model. The spatial resolution of the elevation model was 10 meter by 10 meter. Next input I required was land use map, and that was taken from NASCROP data, and it was a crop data land layer. The third thing that I required was the soil map, and that was taken from Web Soil Survey. The most important is the weather parameters. The most important is the precipitation. If you have temperature, solar radiation, wind, that would definitely be going to impact your results. Once these all inputs are fed into the model, I got my simulated stream discharge, and simulated stream discharge was calibrated and validated using the USGS monitoring station. My results, the first thing that I did was I took 24 different parameters that really do influence the stream flow using literature. Though usually people go for 7 or 8, but I do really want to have all of them clubbed together. And I checked the sensitivity using 500 simulation and 2000 simulation, because the thumb rule provided by the modelers is for one, if you choose one parameter, go for the 100 simulations. So using the SWATCup, I got the rankings. And these were some of the five parameters that were most sensitive. After that, I got the observed and best estimated results that fall between the 95% probability that the same graph has been obtained from the SWATCup. Once these best fitted values came from the SWATCup, I incorporated them into the SWAT, and I calibrated and validated my model using for 1987 to 1994 for the calibration period, and 1995 to 2000 for the validation period, both on the daily and the monthly time step. And as per Moriarty, my results were quite appreciable, especially on the monthly time step. So my conclusion was SUFI 2 really made hydrologists work easier. Manual calibration was really tedious, and using semi-automated tool and multiple parameters, it will really help us to reach our destination or achieve our goal quite quickly and accurately. Thank you.
I think we have time for one question. Any questions?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.